Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, so I'm really excited about my guest coming on right now. We have Gary Knoll. Dr. Gary Knoll has been a pioneer. And I know a lot of people say that, but this is true here. Dr. Gary Knoll is a true pioneer in the health and nutrition industry. We're going to talk about treating pain naturally. Just over 137 million Americans suffer from pain, and nearly 50 from arthritis. 50 million people from arthritis. Dr. Gary Knoll's simple yet life-changing protocol provides consistent, positive results in just 3 to 4 weeks for about 85% of the people that participate in his protocol. This whole protocol is reported in his new book, Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally, A Proven Approach to a Pain-Free Life. Dr. Knoll, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
I have to start off because I know that you've written so many books, and you've been such a major influence for so many people in getting and staying healthy. What was the inspiration for focusing on pain with this book?
I was working with a woman who is 52 years of age, African-American, and she had been on anti-arthritic and pain medication for 22 years. The side effects at this point were far worse than the arthritis itself in her knees. And she was told by her board-certified rheumatologist, three of them over that period of time, that there was nothing she could do. There was nothing about diet that either caused or could help ameliorate any of the pain and stiffness in her joints, and she'd have to live with it. She became afraid after she saw the consequences of the COX-2-inhibiting drug Vioxx, and that one drug killed more Americans in 4 years than all of American casualties in the entirety of the Vietnam War. So no one went to jail. Nobody was found guilty. No one even had to apologize. All they did was pay a $5 billion fine, and the stock in their company went up. Also, no rheumatologist that I'm aware of came forward and said, how can we as a profession kill 60,000 of our patients? No one apologizes. No one gives the money back. Shouldn't we at least examine our paradigm, see what's wrong in it? And the answer was nothing. And that woman asking me, was there anything that could be done? And this was our first meeting. And I said, there's a great deal that could be done. Well, I helped her. And about 4 weeks later, she came in and she says, I don't know what the heck happened, but I've been following, not completely, but I've been following a lot of what you said. And my pain is about 80% gone. My doctor took me off my meds. I don't have to be on them now. And she said, my doctor said it was just an anomaly. It did right. Had nothing to do with what I was doing. So I said, all right, fine, maybe your doctor's right. Let's put it to the test. 4 months later, I collected 300 individuals, all of whom had arthritis more than 2 years, all were under medical supervision, all were taking medications. Now, as a scientist, as a PhD in human nutrition and public health science, as a professor at Fairleigh Dickinson, as a 31-year research fellow at the Institute of Applied Biology and Anti-Aging Medicine, I know the standard. The standard is you have to have something other scientists can replicate using the same protocol. It can't be on a small group, and you have to have statistically significant proof. So I've done 43 clinical studies on humans. So I knew what to happen. So what we did, we got all these people's blood workups done, full evaluation medically, and then I divided them in half. Half of the people would come, like all the others, but they would listen to the lectures, they could ask questions, but they could not make any fundamental changes. The other half, they had to make changes. Now, the study was only 4 weeks old. That's at 28 days. I met with them for 3 hours once a week for 4 weeks. They were videoed the whole time and photographed. And most importantly, on the very first day, they got up and gave their name, their age, how long they'd had arthritis, what the symptoms were, what meds they were on. On the last day, 4 weeks later, they got up and did the same thing. I remember on the very first night, there was a woman who got up, and she held up her right hand, and she said, I have this claw fist where the arthritis and the calcification has kind of frozen my hand in this claw-like position, and I can't open it and have not been able to open it for over 7 years. Another man got up, and he said that he could not move his head to the left or the right at all because of calcification in that area of the spine. And one man said that he didn't think he'd be able to attend the classes because it took him an hour to walk down the hill to get to the office, and he had to go very slow because he has bad arthritis. Well, the woman could move her hand, the man could move his neck, and we had a 77% improvement in 4 weeks. The control group that came to the lectures, asked questions, but could not change, zero. So then we followed up for a year. 12 months later, by following them up and having an additional meeting, those individuals who stuck with the protocol, they had, in some cases, 100% improvement, not just in stiffness and pain and swelling, but full range of motion. The synovial fluid was working properly, but also energy, getting a good night's sleep. One woman said she'd been suffering from intermittent and mild to severe depression. That was gone. Another said that she had painful periods. That's gone. Another person said that she had no oomph, no energy when she woke up. That's gone. People who couldn't sleep through a full night, which is an epidemic in America, poor sleep, that was gone. So across the board in all the indices, we made major improvements, and it was sustained. Therefore, we have the first ever clinical study, medically monitored. The monitor was Dr. Martin Feldman, board-certified neurologist, associate professor of neurology at Mount Sinai, and author of over 70 peer-reviewed published articles in the mainstream literature. So he monitored it all. So we had an independent medical biostatistician taking all the person's journals that they kept every day, and they showed that this is the first time that we can prove, not guess, not, oh, that's a spontaneous remission, prove that with nothing but lifestyle, no drugs whatsoever, exercise, stress management, detoxification diet, and proper food and supplements, these people were able to improve or reverse it and sustain it. That is now out for peer review, review to see about being published. Okay. But that's nice. What we did, and it's never been done before.
So Dr. Null, I assume most of the subjects coming into this study in the past were probably on all sorts of pain medications, joint medications. But when
they were on
the study,
to the day of the study, they were on everything.
And then they stopped. So you were bringing them into the study, and they were off those kind of meds. So we know that we're attributing these benefits to this lifestyle type approach, your protocol, and not to any other medication that they could have been on, right? So they were off that stuff.
No one was on a medication the day of the study.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So the protocol is written up in the book. Let me go ahead and give the book title here again. We have Reverse Arthritis and Pain Naturally, A Proven Approach to a Pain-Free Life. So if you're interested in looking at that protocol and the details of it, I assume you go through the protocol in the book, correct, Dr. Null?
Yes, it's relatively simple. You see, we make the mistake of confusing the complexity of a solution with the nature of its problem. So, look, it might take you 20, 30, or 40 years before you finally have enough damage to your epithelium or high blood pressure or congestive heart failure, atherosclerosis, before you have a heart attack or stroke. You might go 20 years of eating bad food before you end up with pre- or diabetic conditions. Same with dementia and Alzheimer's. It doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
But when we end up building up calcification and uric acid by taking alcohol and cured meats and eating pizzas and hot dogs and hamburgers and french fries and ice cream and bagels and toast,
right, all of that
and
stuff.
Coffee.
Dr. Null, let's hold that thought just for a sec. We'll come back and we'll complete that and go into some of the protocol. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.